funeral service for well-known conservationist Jane Goodall was held at the Washington National Cathedral. Those attending the service included loved ones, professional associates, and people inspired by her work. Anna Rathman is director of the USA branch of the Jane Goodall Institute. She describes what interacting with Goodall was like.
Jane was always firm in her beliefs, but never unfeeling in others' views. She was always direct, but never aggressive, always kind, but never contentious. She treated all beings on earth with a civility and respect. She was a matriarch and a model in attitude and in action.
Goodall's field research among chimpanzees in Africa revolutionized the field of primatology. Goodall documented them performing activities previously believed to be exclusive to humans. Her observations and subsequent magazine and documentary appearances in the 1960s transformed how the world perceived not only humans' closest living biological relatives, but also the emotional and social complexity of all animals. In 1977, she founded the Jane Goodall Institute to sustain the study and protection of chimpanzees, while also improving the welfare of scores of local communities. Goodall's work inspired many different people to engage in activism. Hollywood actor Leonardo DiCaprio spoke at the service. He says Goodall knew how to captivate people.
The Jane I was fortunate enough to get to know was gentle, curious, funny, witty, and absolutely unstoppable. She could light up a room with her stories and somehow inspire everyone she met to believe that they individually could do better.
Throughout her career, Goodall was active in spreading awareness through popular media. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit in 2020 and halted her in-person events, she became active on social media, podcasting from her childhood home in England. At the funeral service, one of Goodall's grandchildren, Merlin Van Lawick, spoke about her reflections towards the end of her life.
The next great adventure will be discovering what comes after life. Just think about it, she would say. Either there's nothing, in which case there's nothing to worry about, or there's something. And isn't that the most exciting thing of all, to discover what that is?
Jane Goodall passed away at the age of 91. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.